And today we will continue in the Shar HaRatzon of the Orchos Tzaddikim, Shar Shlosha Asar. Just to point out, if you hear me reading and you're looking along in your own Orchos Tzaddikim and you see that some of the words are not exactly the same, there are different versions of the Orchos Tzaddikim. For some reason, we don't have a very clear, perfect Mesora of the Orchos Tzaddikim, but they're just mild differences. The differences I do not believe are major. Like if you notice something major, like, you know, if he says, I don't know, in my version he says to be nice to other people, and in your version he says to be mean to other people, so maybe let me know about that, and then we'll have to figure out, which one is right. I mean, that one would be obvious. I think he's for being nice to other people. But just let me know if you think that there's something that might actually change something. Also, if you notice that I'm mistranslating something or saying something incorrect based on your own perush that you have in front of you or whatever, let me know about that also. So we started Shar Ratzon, and we were discussing how Ratzon doesn't really mean desire, it doesn't mean drive, it doesn't mean ambition. To the contrary, Ratzon means that you're easygoing and that you're receptive to things and that you don't get too agitated, you don't get too anxious about things. And we associated that with bitachon a little bit, that a person doesn't get angry at his situation in life, circumstances that happen in life, because he has this sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. So what's he going to get angry at? He's going to be angry that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something to him. So part of that, as we said yesterday, min amida azos samech b'chalko. That part of that midah, samech b'chalko, kvar yadata malas amidu g'dulasa. And we already know about how great that midah is. The idea of samech b'chalko is a wonderful, wonderful midah. Fine. Uksha Adam, I think this is where we left off. Uksha Adam at tzaddik rotze b'bnei Adam, b'bnei Adam rotzim bo. When a person is a tzaddik, is rotze b'bnei Adam, and others are rotzim bo, which I think, again, this does not mean wants other people. I think it means is okay with other people, and other people are okay with him. He doesn't have tainas on other people. They don't have tainas on him. What's the Yiddish word? It's frieden, right? Anyone know? No one knows? No Yiddish speakers here? I think that's what it means. That everything is, I could be wrong. Normally, whenever I try to quote a Yiddish word, I get an email like, you just said like elephant. It doesn't mean anything. I always get like a Yiddish word. It's just not the right Yiddish word. but I think that everything's okay. You're okay with other people. Other people are okay with you. That's an indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with you too. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any tainas on you. Meaning if a person wants to have a sense of whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu has any tainas on him, look at how other people act toward him. Look at the attitudes that other people have toward him, that people have toward him. And that's an indicator of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels about him. Ruach HaMakom Noche Menu. And that's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. When Ruach HaBrios is Noche Menu, when other people get along with you and like you and admire you and don't have any tainas on you and don't think that you wronged them in any way, so in all likelihood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views you the same way. This is a midah that in Tanakh is referred to as chen, right? That a person is just, you know, sometimes you see a person that... Maybe you're not best friends with that person, but whenever you see them, you're like, you know, if I had more time, if we spent more time together, we'd probably be really good friends, because I really like that person. Like, you know, sometimes there's like a person like you only see like in the summertime or something. It's like, I really like that guy. I mean, we're not really so close, but I really like that guy. That's a good guy. So that's what they call chen, right? Matzah chen, it means that it just gives a good vibe, you know, gives a good feeling. I just had a phone call this afternoon with any West Hempstead boys here? Yes, I just had a phone call. Oh, right. So I just had you're not. I just had a phone call with Rabbi Kelmer. So like I'm not close with Rabbi Kelmer, but like every time I see him or speak to him, like I feel like a better person. Like I feel like, you know, like some kedusha just rubbed off. Like he makes me feel better about myself, even though we weren't talking about me. You know, that kind of person. It's just like, you know, that's that's a good person. You know, that's something that you're pretty sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pretty okay with someone like that. There are just certain types of so it's an indicator. If that's the kind of emotion that it elicits in other people, probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pretty okay with him as well. I mean, it doesn't hurt that the man is bucking Kala Torah Kula and has given his life to Klal Yisrael. That's also a good reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is probably happy with him. But even that midah. The Gam Son of Mashlim Mito, and even people who generally would be people who dislike you or who are in a position to dislike you will ultimately make shalom with you, because it's very hard to keep a fight going when the other party is not participating. Meaning, a fight only works if both parties are willing to participate in the fight. It could start with one party, but it's one of legs. It's not gonna last long unless the other party reacts. But if you keep on just being mevater and you keep on just being unaffected and being kind and being good, so ultimately the fight is going to die out. K'duchsiv b'ritzos Hashem darkei ish gam oivav yash lemito. And that's what the Pasuk in Mishlei says, that if a person's way of living is b'ritzos Hashem, that he's good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then even his enemies will make shalom with him. Moshe yadati b'ritzos Avimelech v'Avram mashlimo imo. And that's what happened with Avimelech and Avram Avinu, that Avimelech made peace with him. U'malas haratzon v'yisrono sheichaseu elachayim asher himotza atov u'makor hachesed. And one of the great things about being a bal ratzon, being someone who's okay with things, who takes things in stride, who doesn't get upset easily, doesn't get agitated easily, is that you tend to appreciate life a little bit more. A lot of times a person who gets very anxious and very agitated at even the smallest things, that they're really hurting themselves more than anybody else. You know, when a person gets angry, because something happened, so it's like it's really like you get angry, so it's like if someone does something you don't like, so you decide that you're gonna stab yourself or hurt yourself or something. I mean, that's what it's doing. When you get angry, you're just hurting yourself. You're making the rest of your day a lousy day. You're not really hurting anybody. I mean, you might be hurting other people who are close to you, but like the guy that cut you off in traffic, right? So when you scream, whatever, to get you in a bad mood and get angry about it, it doesn't ruin that guy's day. That guy's going to be fine. You know, it's going to ruin your day, because you've changed your whole mood and your whole way of dealing with things. So a person doesn't get to like stop and smell the roses. You know, he doesn't get to appreciate life if he gets agitated about everything. K'moshen emar, ba'or p'nei melech chayim rutzono ka'av malkosh. Then the Orchestrum tells us, look what happens when Achashverosh is okay with Mordechai, and how, you know, all the honor he gives him. And Mahu Gil Yosef Kisharotzabo Paro. And when Paro is good with Yosef, all the honor that's bestowed upon Yosef. Meaning, when you have such a person who another human being says, this guy is a good guy, and especially that human being is a person in power, that person like an Achashverosh or like a Paro, and all of a sudden he meets this person who makes a very positive impression on him. When Yosef humbly says that it's not me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a poser chalom Paro, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, and so that anivus and that wisdom, and it just made this impression on Paro. Now he just made a very important impression on a very important person, and that had a huge impact in his own rise, in his career, in his political career. He didn't even have political ambitions, but look what it did for him in terms of being able to go from the deepest of the depths and to be raised up to the most powerful man on the entire planet. And that's with a human king. That's with a person in a position of power. If that's true, when you're good with a person, a king, a paro, an achashverosh, can you imagine if you're good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what kind of schar one gets for that, what kind of position one puts himself in? A lot of times people don't realize, they think that, I can get into a fight with this person, or I could be mean to that person. He's not important, you know, he's not going to make a difference in my life anyway. You have no idea who's going to make a difference in your life. You have no idea who in this room one day might be your boss, might be called up about a shidduch for you or for your child, or for, you have no idea about the impact that other people can make on your life. And the more people that are rotsebo, they don't have to be your best friend, they don't have to know you better than anybody, but they just say, yeah, that's a good dude. That guy, you know, that's someone that, you know, is just good, is goodness. That's the best report anyone could ever have. And it makes people want to do things for you. It makes people want to help you out. And certainly it's going to make Kodesh Baruch Hu feel the same way. Sheyagia lekama malos gedolos, all the levels that one can achieve for that. L'chein yatriyacha adam atzma lasos ha-mitzvos. So therefore a person should be, whatever the Yiddish word is, it's a freedom or something, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? By doing mitzvahs. Why? V'az yirtzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Hashem will say, okay, I have no tainus in this person. I made certain demands, you know, I give him a lot, I give him, you know, family and friends and, I don't know, oxygen to breathe and food and, you know, and all I ask is, you know, a few mitzvahs that he just lives his life accordingly. So when he does it, you know, okay, good, so I'm good with him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be good with him. V'amar HaChacham. So a wise person says, Kol mi sheyesh lo mid zos hamida, ashir. Someone who has this midah of ratzon is an ashir, meaning it's a reference to the Mishnah. Ezehu ashir, hasamech b'chalko. That an ashir is someone who's good with things. Umin midas haratzon ba hamechila v'haslicha. One is also more likely to forgive if he has midas haratzon. Shum misratzon l'misha pasha ba umavri al midosav. One is more likely to be a vatran, someone who's mavri al midosav, someone who doesn't hold a grudge, who forgives people easily, who allows things to slide and not to simmer. And you know, one of the great gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is a gift called shichicha. We have the ability to forget things, and some people seem to have a disability in that they don't have midas hashichcha. They don't have the ability to forget anything, meaning that if someone wronged them, 6 months later, they still feel it with that same pain and that same, you know, that same sharpness that they felt it 6 months earlier. That's a terrible, terrible thing to have. That's a terrible curse for a person to have. Much, much better is to have a midas hashichcha. Forgetfulness is good in a certain sense. To get over things. And when you get over things, you're much more likely to be mochel, even if people did something wrong to you. Be mavril midosav. This is one of the, you know, just to be mevater, if other people want something or other people said something to you that you didn't like, or you know, their ratzon is against your ratzon, in terms of, you know, just to be mevater and let other people have their way. That's like one of the most important midos in marriage, that a person is able to be mevater. That you know, what do you want? I don't know, whatever she wants. That's you know, that's it's a very, very valuable midah. I once got a call from a very prominent mechanech asking about a guy for his daughter, a shidduch that was mentioned for his daughter. So I said, what do you want to know? You know, do you want to know how strong he is in learning? You get all sorts of questions with shidduchim sometimes. Sometimes they surprise you. One time I got a call about a Talmud. Someone said, how does he dress? I said, nicely. Does he wear a white shirt? I said, on Shabbos he does. Does he wear a hat? I said, no. I said, okay. I said, really? That's it? That's, like, I couldn't even believe the conversation just happened. I'm like, you don't want to know anything else. You know, that those are the only things that matter. Like, if those are your only questions, I don't even understand why you would call me for my judgment, because, like, our values are so different that, like, why would you even, like, ask me? I was like, stunned that those were the... But once I was talking to a very chashuv mechanech, oh, by the way, I was once talking to a very, very rich Talmud Chacham, a guy who's a billionaire, Mamish, Shuto Kamashmo, and he's a significant Talmud Chacham also, and he called me about a shidduch for his daughter. And I said, what do you want to know? He said, I want to know, is he going to be nice to my daughter? I said, okay, that's it? Is he going to be nice to your daughter? He said, yeah, I don't care. The rest is commentary. I just want to know if he's going to be nice to my daughter. So I actually called up. I didn't know the guy. I called up the guy's rabbi. I said, you know, I have this guy that I'm friendly with who asked me to find out. He doesn't know anyone in the five towns, which is so weird. A billionaire doesn't know anyone in the five towns. And he, I mean, a Talmud Chacham doesn't know anyone in the five towns. And I called up the guy's rabbi, and I said, I said, I was called about a shidduch for this guy. He's like, oh, he's brilliant, and he's accomplished, and he's this and that. And he started going on. I said, the truth is, this guy doesn't care about any of that. He just wants to know so he can be nice to his daughter. He said, oh, no, he's not. Okay, that was the end of that shidduch. But one time, a significant mechanic, a very important mechanic, called me up once, and he asked me about a shidduch. And he said, I just want to, is he a mevater? That's the only midah that I think if he's a mevater, the rest will fall into place. And there's, you know, certain wisdom in that. That a person is misratza, that a person, because there are so many things that can cause tension within a household if you allow it to cause tension. But if you don't allow it to cause tension, so then it slides. You know, it's a midah when a lot of times guys want to know when they start dating, like what midah should I look for in a wife? So most often guys are very caught up in that our hashkafas should be perfectly aligned, that our hashkafas have to be exactly the same, because if our hashkafas are not the same, then it can't possibly work. But there's not much asked sometimes about, you know, midos, meaning, oh, she's very, very frum, she believes this, that, and the other thing, but if she, you know, any time something doesn't go her way, she falls apart, that's so much more corrosive to a household than if she's not quite as Zionistic as you, or, you know, too Zionistic for your take. You know, like, that conversation is like, I mean, that will affect everything, versus like a hashkafa, so you'll have more Leibedik Shabbos table conversations. You know, a person sometimes has to know what to look for. This midas haratzon is one of the most critical midos in relationships, just to make a relationship work. Rabbi Lam Zichrono Livracha, who just passed away, once did a dorm talks when I was in YU. Dorm talks was like, they would have, I think they still, I'm not sure if they still do it, I think they still do it. They have like a Rosh Yeshiva will come, and they'll, in the lobby of the dorm, all the chevra will come, and they'll discuss some hot button issues, some interesting topic. So Rabbi Lam came, which was like a big chiddush, because he was the president of the university. He wasn't just a rebbe. He was the president of the whole place. And he came and he did a dorm talks, and it was about dating. So someone asked him, so there were two memorable things. One is that someone asked him if you could date more than one person at a time. Meaning, is it okay to say yes to two people? That way you'll have a basis for comparison, you know? Like, it'll be like a competition. And, you know, maybe you can post it online and people can vote, you know? No, is that okay? So he said yes. So, like, that was like, from then on in YU, if a guy dated more than one girl at a time, it was called the lambing. From then on. But the other thing, more practical, was that what there was a guy who had clearly just come back from like 2 years in a flip out type of yeshiva. I'm not going to name any yeshivas, but like a yeshiva where guys come in a certain way and come out a very different way, you know. The guy, you know, looked extreme before he started yeshiva, and he looks extreme now, but the opposite extremes. And the guy. And Rabbi Lam was talking about different midos that are important in marriage, important to look for in dating. And the guy said, he raised his hand, and Rabbi Lam said, yeah. He said, you didn't say anything about Ashkafa. And Rabbi Lam said to him, so cleverly, Rabbi Lam said to him, would you say that over the last 2 years your Hashkafa changed? And he said, oh yeah, for sure. He said, do you think it might have had something to do with the environment you were in and the people you were with over the past couple of years? Like I said, well, of course, you know, with my rebbeim or whatever. Absolutely. So do you think it's possible that maybe a man and a woman who get along very well with each other and are compatible with each other, even if their hashkafos are not the same exactly, when they spend a lot of time with each other, that it may change, it may adjust, and they may find a place where the hashkafos meet? Like, you know, the point was made. So, you know, the midas haratzon more than anything else, mavir al midosav, and umisha mavir al midosav. In addition to that, misha mavir al midosav tefilas nishmas. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis that his tefilos are going to be heard. In fact, the Gemara says, I think in Maseches Shabbos, that someone who's mavir al midosav mavir al kol pshav, that's a way to be zocha in the Yom Adin. There's a wonderful little sefer called Eitzos Lezakos Biyomei Adin. Different bits of advice of how to come out zchus in Yemei Adin. So one of them is being maver al midos. That's one of the most important midos. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with Ma'od tomorrow.